got from it was that these men wanted me to know that they could never be trusted. They were barely in the relationship and had already pulled the escape hatch. The beginning of two people getting together is such a fragile, tender time. There's nothing like a big pail of sleeping with someone else to put out the fires of a budding relationship. I personally would never be able to overcome that. So this isn't really a tough one for me. Now, if I use my imagination, I could see that in the beginning, the lines are not that clearly drawn, the rules aren't that firmly in place yet. Maybe it is the last fling before the final commitment. If it's early in the relationship, it can be hard to know if a guy is just getting something out of his system and it's a one-time thing, or if it's a guy who's just a big jerk. That's the thing about dating. You're having intimate experiences with someone who, at the end of the day, you don't know very well. You don't know his personal code of honor. You don't have his dating rap sheet. You have to go by instinct, how much you care about him, and what he has to say for himself about it. All I can think is, how sad to be having that conversation in the beginning of things, when everything is supposed to be cozy and snuggly, and people are usually on their best behavior. If nothing else, I wish better for us all. I really do.
This is What It Should Look Like, by Liz.
A friend of mine told a story about a date with a guy she was really excited about. He stood her up. He then called her, begging her forgiveness and giving some excuse. She told him to get lost, telling him that he only gets one shot with her, and he blew it. Imagine what this woman would have done with a boyfriend who cheated on her. P.S. One could say she cleared the path for the next guy who didn't blow it and is now married to her and treats her like a queen.
Greg, I Get It, by Adele, age 26.
I was dating a guy I really liked who played in a popular local band. After a few weeks of dating, he told me that he slept with some girl after one of his gigs. Sadly, a few years ago, I probably would have been so into dating a guy in a band that I would have just pretended it had never happened and forgotten he had ever told me about it. This time, I told him that it was cool. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. He just won't be seeing me ever again. It felt great.
If you don't believe Greg,
100% of guys polled said they have never accidentally slept with anyone. But many of them wanted to know how this accident could occur and how they can get involved in such an accident.
What you should have learned in this chapter.
There's no excuse for cheating. Let me say it again. There is no excuse for cheating. Now you say it. There is no excuse for cheating.
Your only responsibility in someone else's lapse in judgment is to yourself.
Cheating is cheating. It doesn't matter whom it was with or how many times it's happened.
Cheating gets easier every time it's done. It's only hard the first time when one feels the sting of morality and the guilt of betraying someone's trust.
Cheaters never prosper because they suck.
A cheater only cheats himself because he doesn't get to be with you.
Our super good, really helpful exercise.
Here are 5 suggestions on what your man could have done if he was unsatisfied in your relationship. You'll notice none of them include sleeping with someone else.
1. Talk about it. 2. Write about it. 3. Sing about it. 4. Email about it. 5. Even put on a puppet show about it.
Now, think of 5 of your own. We know we took the easiest ones, but we still think there are at least 5 more you can come up with.
Meditate on them. Have a laugh. Dump the cheater. Of course, I can't tell you what to do, but dump him. Dump the cheater.
Chapter 6. He's just not that into you if he only wants to see you when he's drunk. If he likes you, he'll want to see you when his judgment isn't impaired.
It's really fun to drink and date. Who doesn't like to bring booze to the makeout party? It can make you more confident, and let's face it, confidence is a rush and you're more likely to talk dirty. It's all good as long as you don't confuse ice breaking for real intimacy. Being drunk or high are altered.